Chapter 85. Dad, Leader, or Boss? Does your wife want a dad, a leader, or a boss? Over the years, I've worked with guys who come to work and beat their chest saying things like, "I run things in my house. My wife knows who's in charge." I wonder what type of marriage that makes for. One where the husband bosses his wife around like an employee? Just a word of advice. Your wife is not your employee. She's a queen that should be treated as such. Am I saying you should be a yes man? Not at all. That's a recipe for disaster too. Your wife doesn't need a boss. She needs a good leader. Even if you have a strong wife, she needs someone who can be a leader, not just someone who goes along with everything she says. She needs you to step up and be a leader in your finances, in your spiritual and physical health, and other areas. You might be a guy who's a great leader and doesn't lead by being demanding, but you treat your wife like she's your child. This can happen, especially if you're several years older than your wife. Whenever something happens, you go into mentorship and teaching mode when all your wife wants is a husband to listen to her. You treat her like she needs guidance to make every little decision. She's choking, and she needs to be able to breathe a little without feeling like she can hardly do anything without your permission. By no means do I consider myself a great leader or the ideal husband, whatever that is. I mess up all the time, but what I can say is that my wife is happy, and she will do almost anything I ask her to. One of the greatest reasons for that is that, although I'm not perfect, I have a track record of wanting to follow God, love my family, and do what's right. She knows that I seek God for decisions that need to be made and that our marriage is a team effort. Are you the guy sitting there with your arms crossed, watching TV while your wife is struggling with the kids and other responsibilities? Or are you a leader who's not afraid to come alongside your wife and work as a team? Your wife will appreciate you leading her without making her feel like she's one of your employees or like she's a child. As men, we are challenged with the important task of leading our families. Let's commit ourselves to doing our best to do it well.